Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, Gold Digger, welcome back to another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And today we're going to talk about how to unlock the power of persuasion and become a confident closer with the strategies I'm going to include in this episode. I have to tell you, if you don't love sales, or even when you heard the word persuasion, you got an icky feeling, it's absolutely a misnomer. Whatever energy you have around it, past beliefs, I am here to disrupt all of that and teach you how to become confident when it comes to closing, so that way you can absolutely 10x your game with closing sales, closing business, and just at the end of the day, having more money in your bank account. So that's what we're going to talk about for this episode. But first, I want to give a special shout out to our sponsors, Project Broadcast. You know, I'm always talking about them. Been using Project Broadcast for years. I built up my text message list to almost 10,000. And what that means is with the click of a button, I can send out a text blast to all of the people on that list and tell them about new releases, new offers. I can get people to opt into my freebies that way. I can do automatic follow-up with it. I can drip on people. It's literally a way to automate marketing in your business. So if you've not used it before, look below this episode. You'll see a link where you can grab some credits, try it out. Obviously, there's no long-term commitment, and I highly recommend it. All right, let's dive into the episode. Okay, so when it comes to sales, what I want you to understand is that it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be icky. It doesn't have to be any of the things that maybe you've thought in your head or you have felt, or maybe you've even, you know, been subject to as far as like the cliche things when we think about selling. I've been selling since I was 18 years old. My very first real job was selling Cutco cutlery knives because I needed to pay for a private university myself. And so I realized that if I could understand sales, I would make more money. And then I was able to cash flow all of my college. And it really taught me so much. And so ever since then, I've been in a sales role in some capacity in all my jobs. And I'm really good at it because it's not selling. And that's really what I wanted to teach you. It's about building relationships and offering something that you have that that person wants. And it really comes down to an exchange of value. So I've got five different strategies I want you to implement to really up your game when it comes to closing like a boss. So the first thing I want you to do is with your content, I want you to start thinking about how you can write your content in a way to get your audience to raise their hand that they'd like to know more about what you have. So for example, let's say you have a guide that somebody can purchase, and you can even start the process with a freebie because you can eventually lead to the sale of something you're selling. But let's say you sell health and wellness products. Instead of saying, click the link in my bio, what we want to do, and I wouldn't even say DM me. I know some people will teach that. I think it's fine if you're in your stories because it's really easy for them to click through. But either way, I like to prompt people to drop a keyword. I've used this for years and it works really well for me. So I recommend it. So what we're going to do is we're going to prompt people to drop a keyword. So we can do this right now while we're talking. So we'll just test it out right now. If you're watching this, just drop the word me below if you want to get better at sales. If you're watching this, you're like, yes, I'm so excited to get better at sales and just have a better relationship with the whole process. That's me prompting you to put a keyword to say that you want to know more about sales. So if I had a sales training, I could follow up with you and say, hey, and I'm not going to, but I could follow up with you and say, hey, I saw you put me that you want to know more about sales. So it'd be that simple. Okay. And the reason why this is effective is because the link in bio does not work. Now you can get people to click through and buy things. I have sales coming passively from my Instagram accounts and Facebook every single day. What I mean is it's not a good long-term strategy because you don't know who's clicking your link in your bio. You have no way of capturing those leads. They could just click through and bounce off. Also, especially if you sell coaching, courses, network marketing products, typically you need some kind of conversation to happen or they're just going to leave because it's going to have some sticker shock. And if you haven't built up the value, people are going to leave. So if you've been doing that right now, you just need to stop, in my opinion, my very humble opinion. What we want to do instead is we want to prompt people to drop a keyword so that way we can take it to the DMs. But we first want to implement step two. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to build rapport. And why this works is we're going to build rapport before we start having a conversation about our potential prospect to buy anything from us. So how you can build rapport, this is kind of cool. On social media, the easiest way to build rapport is to go engage with their content. So one of the things I see people make the mistake of doing is they're taking from social media. They're coming on, they're posting and leaving. What we want to do is we want to post, but we want to give. We want to go and engage in people's content, comment on their stuff, pop in their stories, watch their reels. It does not take a lot of time. I do this every single day and I'm hardly on social media. My husband has to tell me what's going on with my family because I just don't scroll. So I always make an effort to go on there and I'll spend, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to be able to engage in my audience's content. So if you have a new lead, definitely make sure you take a little time to go check out their stuff. And you can even say, and you can use that as your lead into the DM conversation to say, hey, I just took a second. I was just checking out your stuff. And oh my gosh, we have so much in common. Or, oh my gosh, XYZ. And if it's genuine, like you actually found something in one of their posts that you could bring up, you are going to stand out. People aren't doing that. They're just sending these generic messages and it's just inauthentic. Let's face it, right? Or they're using bots. Okay. We use ManyChat and we love it, but it's for that initial part of a conversation so we can find out a little bit more about them and then point them in the right direction. But we are actually talking to them. I'm talking to my people in the DMs. Okay. So we're going to build rapport.
Wait 1 second, Gold Digger. I totally want to interrupt what we were talking about to tell you something important. When you hear the word automation, I bet you get really excited about that, right? Well, one of the ways I was able to scale my business from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and then a multiple seven-figure business was by implementing automation. My favorite way to automate my text message marketing is with Project Broadcast. So basically what you can do is you can have people opt into your list with a keyword and you can give them a freebie or have them register for an upcoming free challenge or workshop that you have. Basically, you're going to incentivize them. Now they're on your text list and with a click of a button, you can send out a list or send out a text to your entire list. It's a 98% open rate. And think about it, when you're texting somebody, you're inside of their text message or you're on their phone, right? It's really personal. I've been able to use text message marketing to be able to reach our audience in a totally different, intimate way. But most importantly, it's created automation. So instead of me DMing my whole list about a new product release or a flash sale or something coming up, I can schedule it. By the way, you can schedule it to send that out whenever the time is right. So I highly recommend that you check out Project Broadcast to implement text message marketing into your own business. Check the link in the comments below and get started today.
The third thing we're going to do is we're going to ask powerful questions. The other mistake, and by the way, I'll include the link below. I do teach all of this. I even show you Messenger conversations. Like you can literally see how I talk to people in Messenger. I have a full course. It's called InstaBrand. There's 60 videos in there. It's literally a mega course on how to turn Instagram into an ATM machine. So I do go over this in detail, but quickly, I'm going to tell you this. Do not send people your link. When they comment that they want the thing, don't just send them the link. It's another huge mistake people make. You're again going to be like everybody else if you do that. Plus, you don't even know if they're qualified. What if that's not the right thing for them? What if they've already bought it? So we need to ask really good questions, okay? Powerful questions is where we're pre-qualifying. So we're asking a few questions to find out a little bit more about them, what had them curious, checking out what you have to offer, and that way they can see that you really care. And then now, and the other really cool thing about this is that they're going to give you their pain point. So let's say you did sell a weight loss product and you're in the DMs and you're like, hey, I saw you wanted my smoothie guide on losing weight really fast. I can send that over right now, but before I do, tell me a little bit about where you're at right now with the weight loss. Is this, is it more your metabolism? Is it appetite? Is it just low energy? Then they tell you, guess what they just gave you? Their pain points, which you can use in step four. Okay. So you need to pre-qualify. You need to ask great questions. Number four is you're going to address objections. So what I like to do is after I've gone back and forth on what I just shared with you, I'll say to them, okay, well, it sounds like this is a great fit for you. Are there any other questions you have? Are you ready to get started? Write that down because that's like $1 million strategy I just gave you. I've been using it for years. I literally have enrolled almost 700 people directly to me in network marketing with that question. And any of you who've been on my team, you didn't feel like I was like pushy or salesy, right? You were like, oh yeah, I want to do this. Okay. Is there anything else that you any other questions you have? Are you ready to get started? You're basically asking for the objections. Sometimes objections can be a little bit hidden, but they're going to give them to you. So they're like, oh, I need to talk to my husband, or, oh, I'm not sure if I'll have enough time. They're giving you their objections. What you're going to do is you're going to go back to their pain points. Okay. So what you're going to do for tip five is you are going to close by going back to their pain points. So you could say something like this. I know that. So for me personally, I basically teach women how to make money on social media. Say I'm talking to somebody in Messenger and I ask them, you know, is there anything else? And they say, yeah, you know, just the money part. I'll say to them, totally get it. You did tell me that you are sick and tired of your 9-to-5. And obviously you're going to need to invest in something to learn how to make money, or what you're doing right now, it's just going to be the same, right? Would you agree? You know, would you agree with that? And they're like, yes, you're right. Okay. Well, how about this? Look at it this way. And I don't do much with objections. Like, I'll basically just, you know, reaffirm back to their pain point, but I'm not going to like convince them or anything like that. So I might say, well, you said that was really important to you to change your family situation, your livelihood. You know, do you feel like that's a really powerful motivator for you? Like, could we figure something out together? I'd love to help you brainstorm some ways to come up with the money. And I will tell you this, in the years of coaching, we've had almost 900 students come through our, or 900, 9,000 students come through our programs. I have had the most incredible stories of women being very creative about coming up with the money when they originally said they didn't have the money. And our highest ticket program is $40,000. So if people are giving you the money objection, which is the highest one, if they're your avatar and they're serious about doing this, they'll find the money. So don't like convince people, don't follow up a million times. I always like to stay in front of them, and I can teach you follow up on a different video. There are some on this channel all about follow up, but I want you just to keep that in mind. Okay. It's important. So as you can see, like, there is a process to it, but it's not scary. It's not icky. It's just really natural. And I absolutely love it. I love helping people across the finish line to invest in themselves, invest in their businesses. And if I'm not bold enough to have those conversations, whoever is bold enough to have those conversations is going to win. And so I really think it's important for you to learn these for long-term success. And if this was helpful, I have Instagram below. And I also want to invite you to The Vault. The Vault is our membership program. It's the most incredible membership program out there. There are, at the time of me recording this, over 70 courses in there. And I will curate your course list for you. You'll get a beautiful Trello board with the specific courses you need to take based on where you are in your business right now. You're going to see me on Zoom twice a month, one for a Q&A Zoom and then once a month for an accountability Zoom. And I'm basically going to make sure that you stay on track with everything. We have a group chat. It's super active. We're getting unparalleled results in there. It's just beautiful. So if you're looking for a home, a good starting point to come into my world and be able to learn from me, The Vault would be a really good fit for you.
Well, that's a wrap, Gold Digger. Hope you love this episode. And to dive in even more into this material, I have a special offer for you. All you have to do is drop the word boss on Instagram and shoot that over to us, and we will send you a free copy of my number one international bestseller, Boss It Up, Bae. We have some special goodies for you with that as well. In this book, I'm going to teach you how to level up your personal brand, attract your ideal avatar to you, and totally dominate your online space. So make sure you head over to Instagram right now, DM us the word boss, and we will get that to you. And as always, make sure you subscribe and all the things to not miss any other episodes. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by The Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate, all you have to do is email support over at The Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab, so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.